With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, we got another special guest at this time. Current starting offensive lineman, offensive guard, Mr. Henry Lutovsky. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm doing great. How are you?
Dude, I appreciate you taking the time. All right, talk to me about a couple of things real quick before we get into Michigan. You are a guy that was chosen to be taken by your head coach, Matt Rhule, to Big Ten Media Days, which means he sees you as one of the spokesmen for the team, and also being a team captain. What do those things mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great honor. Coming from a really small town, you know, those are definitely two things that, you know, I never imagined doing. So to be able to, you know, be at Media Days and be a captain has been, you know, the greatest honor of my life.
All right, man. I've heard you're pretty strong in the weight room. Are you the strongest guy on the team? And if not, who is? Or who are some of the strongest guys on the team?
I would put me and Justin Evans up there. Yeah, pretty much us two. And then, I mean, we got a lot of guys who are, you know, right on our heels. I mean, the work that, you know, Coach Campbell's had us do all offseason has been great, watching guys develop.
Oh, man, he didn't mention any defensive linemen. Is that on purpose? No defensive linemen are mentioned in there?
Oh, no, I mean, they're up there. I mean, Riley Van Poffel, Elijah Judy, and they're close.
Yeah, no, I'm just messing with you. All right, let's chat about the Michigan game just a little bit. I know you guys are starting to get ready, get the game plan prepped, get some practices in. When you watch Michigan on film, their defense specifically, what are some of the things that kind of stick out to you?
Yeah, I mean, they play a really, pro style of defense with their defensive coordinator coming from the NFL. So it's a little bit different than, you know, what a lot of the, you know, other Big Ten teams play. But, I mean, they're just a technically sound group. And, you know, it'll be a fight all week to prepare for them, that's for sure.
So for those who don't know, when you say like a pro style of defense, a little bit different than what some of the other Big Ten teams do, what exactly does that mean?
I would dive into it, but I think it would go over, a lot of the listeners' heads. It's really just comes down to the way they set their formations, you know, the types of stuff that they run. We've seen it a few times, so there's no doubt in my mind that we can prepare for it.
Talk to me about their front seven. They're a solid front seven, top 25 run defense in the country. Talk to me about what you have seen from them. And obviously, you guys want to be able to run the ball. You want to be effective there. You want to be physical. But talk to me about what you've seen from them, what you kind of anticipate from their front seven.
Yeah, I mean, again, it just goes back to, them just being a really technically sound group. At the end of the day, it's going to be, you know, our technique versus theirs on every single play.
Henry Lutovsky joined us here, of course, current Nebraska football guard here on the offensive line. I just want to ask you in general kind of how that offensive line is coming along. Obviously, a strong start to the season for you guys, in the record books and getting some big wins here the last couple of weeks. But the offensive line kind of had to be ironed out. And, of course, we know, you know, a lot of rotation still at times. How is that kind of the group kind of coming together? Is it meeting the expectation? Of course, big expectations coming into the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great to see how we've progressed over the past 3 weeks. I'd say that we've taken, you know, a huge step each week from, you know, week 1 to 2 to 3. And I mean, that's really the point of, you know, what Coach Riola always preaches is, you know, as the season goes on, we just keep getting better and better.
What are some of the things that Coach Riola stresses? Because every coach is going to be a little bit different, their own way of doing things, or they might, there's overall fundamentals that are going to transfer from team to team and coach to coach. But what are some of the things that Riola likes to specifically emphasize with you guys on the O-line?
Really just our execution, technique, and effort every single play.
Talk to me about a game like Michigan. This is obviously Big Ten play. You got a ranked team coming in. Not going to put the numbers out there. It's been a while since Nebraska's beaten a ranked team, but they're coming into our house. They don't have their head coach, true freshman quarterback. It's a big opportunity for Nebraska. How do you feel heading into this weekend and the opportunity that lays ahead on Saturday afternoon?
Obviously it is a big opportunity, but you know, as of right now, I mean, it's great to see that we've just got a locker room full of guys who are, you know, just worried about getting themselves better. We're not really worried about, you know, the type of opponent we're playing or who's lining up across from us.
Yeah, good answer. I also wanted to ask you, though, a little bit about the fun of this past weekend. Of course, it was the all-red uniforms and then the Bud Crawford fight along with it. Was that kind of a memorable weekend? Obviously, you guys did well out there on the field as well. But just to kind of have a little fun, specifically with the Crawford fight and everything that's going on along with that. Matt Rhule, obviously, close to Bud Crawford and all that.
Yeah, I mean, Bud Crawford's awesome. He's always been, you know, a supporter of Nebraska athletics, especially football. He's a real one. He's been here since the start. He's really tight with Coach Rhule. The red uniforms, I'm not too much of a, you know, flashy person. So, you know, I just wear whatever's in my locker. That didn't really make a difference to me, I guess.
Oh my God. That's such a lineman answer, like offensive, defensive lineman. We don't really care. If I'm being honest, D lineman may care a little bit more as a general whole. Obviously everybody's different, but offensive lineman, like, I don't care. I'm just going to go hit somebody in the mouth. What's in there, I'll put it on. I love that answer. Also, the nameless, faceless opponent. When I interviewed Luke Lindenmeyer last week, that's basically what he said. I asked you about the opportunity on Saturday. You're like, I don't really care who we're playing. We're just going to go out and play football. That is clearly something, by the way, I love the answer. That is clearly something Matt Rhule is emphasizing. It's one thing for a coach to emphasize something, and something like that, that honestly will help the team in their performance going forward. How do you get guys to buy into something like that? Because that is something that's easier said than done when it comes to actually buying into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think it starts with, the older guys on the team, you know, buying into, and then it spreads to the younger guys. And, you know, we have a whole team right now that's been really buying into it. I mean, it doesn't matter if we're playing the number one team in the country or, you know, the 134th team in the country. It doesn't matter. Like, we're going to prepare for them the same way. We're going to go out there and we're going to do what we do.
Talk to me about Dana Holgorsen, because every coordinator is a little bit different. I had D coordinators who, I mean, they'd literally sit in the defensive line meeting room with us, and I had other D coordinators who would never say a word to us unless we screwed up on game day, then they're yelling at us. And that's the only time we'd ever hear from them. Every coordinator is different. How involved with the offensive line is Dana Holgorsen?
It's definitely not something that, you know, he has specialized in, I would say, but he does a great job of understanding what we want to do and what really helps us. And I think that makes it just that much easier to really just go out there and execute.
All right. You got any other questions for him there, Jake?
I think I'm good for now.
Hey, man, I appreciate you taking the time. Good luck this weekend. Oh, I did think of one more, actually, because the offensive line here at Nebraska, as you know, has the nickname the Pipeline. What does it mean to someone like you, who's a senior, team captain, one of the team spokesmen, to be a part of that tradition on the offensive line known as the Pipeline?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, a huge honor, something that we, you know, strive to live up to every day. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I think that we all really understand that it doesn't matter what, you know, may have happened here, you know, 30 years ago. Like, we've still got to go out and perform. Like, we've got to be our own, you know, unit, our own set of guys out there every single Saturday.
All right, Henry, I appreciate you taking the time. Good luck on Saturday.
All right, thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what are your thoughts on that? I actually think we were warned he's not like a wordy answer guy, but I'll be honest with you. He is well-spoken. He gives great answers. And it isn't one of those things where I feel like he's just saying what he's supposed to say. Like, he says it like it's like legit what he believes. Like, yeah, we're just going to go play Michigan. We're just going to get ready for the next game. Like, we're just going to do our thing. hey, we respect what happened here 30 years ago, but we got to go play on Saturday. Like, it's very matter of fact. And honestly, that is probably one of my more favorite interviews I've ever done here on the Ticket.
But yeah, I mean, that, again, they're not chosen at random to go to Big Ten Media Days. They know he's a good representative of Nebraska, is going to say the right things. They can trust him to come on radio shows like this. I didn't expect him to really go too far into the red uniform. I didn't think that'd be something he'd be too interested in, but I thought, you know, it was worth a shot.
I didn't think it was interesting. No defensive lineman listed on that. No, he did. He did shout out a couple of guys like Van Poppel and all them. But I did just have some fun with him on that one. All right, I've made a mistake, Jake. Can you believe it?
Uh-oh.
I got something wrong.
Uh-oh.
That only happens about 5 times a show. Can you believe that happened?
I say week 1, you missed all those games.
Oh, whoa, whoa! Did I just get bad news bocked right there? Wow. I'm ahead of you, by the way. What was the record after yesterday?
Too much, Brad.
What'd I say?
You're a game up. I think you're at 12 wins. I got 11.
That's what I thought. Okay. Are you a 500?
Yeah. Yep. You're 12 and 10.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I lost the sheet. I wrote it down on the sheet and I threw it away yesterday. I was like, crap, I can't remember. I'm just going to say I'm 15 and 5 and he's 10 and 10. All right. 12 and 10 and 11 and 11. All right. I will remember that going forward. The mistake I made was I misread something. The secondary is not playing as Butler expected, is what I saw with my eyes and said out loud. As I look at it again, the secondary is playing as Butler expected. So all that stuff I said after that, you can just ignore that. It does apply in other scenarios, but in this one it doesn't apply because that's not what he said. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's wrap up our thoughts on Butler here. So you're right. Emmett Johnson, Cam Lenhart, Heinrich Harburg, Marquise Buford all gave press conferences today. There's 0% chance we're going to get through all those today. So we're going to wrap up Butler today, and we'll react to those on Thursday, our next show. Okay, let me find my spot where I was at on Butler. Now, talked about Phil Snow and Addison, the secondary's coach. Phil Snow, associate head coach, have had a big role in what we are doing. We kind of anticipated that. Like, Rule's more of a defensive-minded guy. Now, he's been a quarterback's coach. I think people forget that. He's been an offensive line coach, been an offensive coordinator. But his heart is really on defense. He's been a D-line coach, D-coordinator. I expected him to have a bit more of a hand on the defense, along with Phil Snow, who's been a defensive coordinator for Rule and the NFL and in college. And Addison was a defensive coordinator down at UCF. And obviously in the pass game, defending the pass, he's going to have a big role being the DB's coach. All right, Coach Addison is the perfect guy to work with Butler. All right, and basically he likes how the secondary has played so far this year. But as we transition into the next part of the press conference, Michigan's run game is legit. Has had a huge impact on the game. How important do you think us stopping the run is going to be Saturday? Is that somewhere in the top 1,000 things that might be a key to a game? What are your thoughts on that there, Jake?
I think that might be the top, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Experience is key in football and life. We have to put Underwood, the number one overall recruit in the country, true freshman, I've not looked this up, but I'm going to assume teenage quarterback, in situation he isn't comfortable in. We have to stop the run first in order to do that. Like, we've had some great guests today. Henry was great. All right, Coach Rosen, best of luck to Nebraska volleyball, Creighton volleyball tonight as they play in front of a record crowd in Omaha. But if we had a one-minute show and I literally just read that sentence, that could have been the entire show. We have to put Underwood in situations he isn't comfortable in. We have to stop the run first in order to do that. I mean, I feel like I should just mic drop and walk off. Like, what more do you add to that? We actually have to talk. What do you got, Jake?
Yeah, I thought we were done. I
forgot about that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand too, right? I mean, if he's going to get comfortable outside running the ball, I mean, he's part of stopping the run. Though it should be stated, I think a lot of, you know, you kind of think about him as a dual threat. Obviously, that was a struggle with Cincinnati. And so that's what a lot of people are kind of thinking of. Their traditional running game is really a big threat as well. I mean, they've got guys in Haynes that averages 8 yards a carry. Said it before, he's had 100 yards plus in all three of their games so far in Justice Haynes. So, and they've got a couple backups behind them that can do it too. So it really is going to be imperative to stop the run. You know, and it's almost just about as much as what they do well alongside, you know, what they don't do well, right? Like, it's just that is their complete strength. You remember last year, they couldn't pass the ball at all. They had like a less than 200 yards combined against Alabama and Ohio State and won those games. So again, that's why there's just such a heavy emphasis on stopping the run. Now you throw in a dual threat quarterback into that mix too. Who's a freshman, maybe not as polished yet as a passer. We can't underline it, under bold it, whatever, enough.
Yep.
A stop in the run is the key to beating Michigan.
When you think about, with all due respect to Alex Orji and everyone else who played quarterback for them last year, how bad their passing game was, and they still went into Columbus and beat Ohio State. Now, part of that is Ryan Day and Ohio State made the mistake of not just trying to win the game. They tried to win the game and beat Michigan by playing Michigan style of football, and that's not how you're going to beat Michigan. But the fact is, Michigan still went into the Shoe and beat Ohio State, the eventual national champs. And then they curb-stopped, molly-whopped, and whooped Alabama's rear end sideways. And they had no passing game to speak of. Now, this year, their defense is good. I don't think it's as good as last year. Their run game is good. It's not as good as last year. But their quarterback play, albeit high ceiling, low floor, I mean, just by default, it almost has to be better. It is better this year. He was the fourth-rated quarterback in the Big Ten for their game last week, albeit not the toughest competition. They went 63-3. But my point is, they're not as good in certain areas. They're still good. But in that one area, they're significantly better just because they were so bad last year. So, stopping the run, ladies and gentlemen. There are other keys to the game. I have 5 in total. I joked when I said this was key, whatever I said, 1 through 1,000.
Yeah.
There are actual other keys to the game, but I don't think it's ever been so easy since I've been covering Nebraska football to pick out the one single biggest key to the game as it is this weekend versus Michigan and stopping the run. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. I'll see you fine folks on Thursday. Go, Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the bird.